Now, with all the talk of the pressure people are under, we want to talk about the, I suppose, supports that people get in times of economic trouble or in general economic trouble. With me on the line with our comment line is Kate Carmody, who from Bail, who has an idea and sent us an email saying now is the time for them to bail out the people by reducing excise duty significantly and furthermore introducing a universal basic income for all permanent residents. Kate, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Kerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Okay, what you're calling for, obviously, the cut in excise. This is spurred by the fuel crisis, which we're living through, and the protests of over the last week or so. What's your idea? What do you think the government should do here? And what is this about a universal basic income?
Well, I think, you know, the fuel crisis being the straw that broke the camel's back for people. I mean, you can see the socioeconomic deprivation that's prevailing, especially in North and East Kerry, and you know, we need to look at a way of supporting citizens. I mean, the governments have no problem bailing out big business. They bailed out the banks at great expense to the ordinary people because they transferred public debt into private debt into public debt. And now it's time they look after the people. Universal basic income is something that's been looked at all over the world. Even in Silicon Valley, they're doing it there for people. And they're doing it because they know technology and AI is going to cause a lot of job losses. So how do we support people? How do we support our society? So the idea of universal basic income is that it provides everyone, whether they're working or they're not working, with a weekly allowance or a monthly allowance, as they do in some countries. So it underpins society, so no one falls through the cracks like they are at the moment. You know, we have a very dysfunctional social welfare system, which is very much aimed at stopping people from getting certain benefits. And, you know, the universal basic income would get rid of all that. And the social welfare staff wouldn't leave their jobs because they could transfer them all to revenue, in my opinion. But, you know, in Finland, they did this. They did a very interesting trial. And they found that it increased motivation because people didn't have jobs were then happy to go out and work a couple of days because they weren't losing their benefits and their other supports in society. It showed that people could work a 3 or 4 day week, so they had more time to spend with their families, more time to create a quality of life. And you must remember during COVID, people saw this, and I think COVID has precipitated a lot of this anger because people saw that, you know, we have a strangely rich people who are pulling out all the money from the poorest people in society. And, you know, universal basic income would stop some of that. It would alleviate the suffering.
How would it stop that element of it?
Because people would always have, say, €200 a week to fall back on. So they could always pay their electricity bill, put food on the table. Instead, what we have at the moment, we have a government that supports big business. I got my electric bill on Saturday. It was €1,414. If I was a data centre, I would pay half of that. So there's lots of things going on in society that we need to change. And, you know, we need to improve the quality of life of people. We need to nationalise our basics again, whether that be, you know, electricity. I'd have a white gate have been sold privately. I don't know how true that is. But surely these things belong to the people.
Yeah, and that's you're talking there about a wider, like, I suppose, socialised way of living. moving towards, you know, the a socialist way of thinking, a basic income for everybody. What does that do then, though, Kate, to private enterprise and people, you know, entrepreneurs and people coming up with the ideas that sustain an economy?
That will still happen. I mean, it's a very false premise to say that people won't carry on business, because we live in a society, we are social animals. We like creating things. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm always looking for the next thing that I feel should benefit society. So I'm more of a social entrepreneur. But the people, we've got to a stage where the people making money just want more and more money. And you can only sleep in one bed and eat at one table when it comes down to it. So we need price controls in Ireland.
I'm reminded of Rory McIlroy, the golfer who just won Masters for the second time in a row, when he was asked why he wasn't joining LIV Golf, which is the Saudi-sponsored golf league, and going to be paid something like $700 million. He said, look, I have enough money. What are you going to do? Put an extra wing onto your house? You might have 50 rooms in your house, but you only use the same 4 rooms.
Yeah.
So why do that?
You know, we have all these tech bros and these oligarchs who have so much money that they're getting frightened now. They see what's happening in the world. So they're building bunkers in America so they can run and hide when the people get angry enough. And we see people are angry.
So you think the pitchforks are coming?
Oh, I do. Okay. But I hope they won't kill anyone. I believe that revolution should be peaceful. Three of my great-great-aunts are suffragists. I believe that you campaign for change. I think the fuel protests were wrong in the sense that they should have been protesting at the US embassy. And Dublin 2 and Dublin 4, the people who really control our societies, who make the decisions. And, you know, they're unfair decisions, especially to rural Ireland. And if you look at North Kerry, you know, we're the wind turbine capital of Ireland, and now they're plastering solar farms in between when they should be putting them on buildings and sheds. And, you know, I wrote to the government about this, that, you know, these companies should be putting solar panels on every house in our community.
Yeah.
Because most people can't afford them.
Well, in spite of that, and this is the issue, if they weren't there, we'd be paying even more. But at the same time, that isn't much of a benefit for people who say that, look, we're still paying the highest prices in Europe, only for, let's say, the government supports that came in to ameliorate that, which put us at the 8th highest. But if that hadn't happened, we'd be paying the highest prices for electricity in Europe because we're so dependent.
But that's why we should nationalise it all again. You see, the EU said we had to have competition, but we have unfair competition. Neoliberal capitalism, which was meant to trickle down, actually pulls up the money from the poorest to the richest. So,
yeah.
So you think this kind of radical thinking is what's needed,
Kate? Because it is a radical... I know the Green Party did put this forward before they were proposing it for Ireland for 2024, I think, is what they want as part of their policy. But this would be a major change, but you think it's needed?
It's needed and it can be funded. Because people always say, oh, you can't fund it, but you can. Europe funded itself to rebuild itself after the Second World War through borrowing. Yeah. And Sean Healy, the ex-CEO of Social Justice Ireland, he laid this out, how it could be funded. And we have an organisation called Basic Income Ireland. They have a website that people can look at. But we need to do it because it's just not right what's going on. And people get angrier, and I don't blame them. I'm angry when I see social injustice going on. And our politicians, all they're doing is fighting each other rather than, you know, creating these solutions. And the solutions are out there if we go looking for them.
Yeah, okay. Kate, final question. Your ESB bill, is that part of your business bill, that €1,400?
Yes, it covers my milking parlour and my refrigeration, and it'll become even bigger now because I'm back making cheese this year I renovated all of my cheese premises, so that added cold room to it.
And are you concerned about, let's say, 6 months' time, what you might be paying, or if you're out of contract, or if next time you go out of contract as a business owner with an electricity provider, what you might have to pay?
I am concerned. I'd like to put solar farms on, solar panels on every building I have, but the cost is too prohibitive. And then the government are only, through the CAM scheme, are only funding 10% of applications. But they have no problem throwing out millions upon millions for all these solar farms that they're putting in North Kerry, which are going to cause massive flooding.
Which again, they would argue will bring down the price and reduce our reliance on gas, which is why we pay the high price in the first place. But look, we'll argue about that another day. Kate, thanks for your view on that. Interesting one. If you have a view on what Kate has to say, that's what she feels needs to happen, a universal basic income for everyone. We'd love to hear your views.